The minutes dragged by. The sun went down and the cold winter night settled around us. Bright stars twinkled in the... No, they didn't. No stars twinkled because the sky was cloudy. We waited and waited. An hour dragged by. I was dying of boredom and getting madder by the second. You know me, I hate to wait. And I especially hate waiting on a sniveling little cat. Around 7 o'clock, the back door opened and Sally Mae came out with the supper scraps. Drover and I were sitting beside the gate in our perfect dog's position. Once again, Sally Mae was deeply impressed. She heaped praise upon us and gave us all the scraps. Some outstanding trimmings of roast beef, 2 plops of mashed potatoes and gravy, and 3 pieces of homemade buttermilk biscuit. No question about it, this was a fist feat for a king. And it was all ours. There was no Pete around to mooch, whine, argue, or fight. Sally Mae wished us good night and went into the house. Drover sniffed the scraps. I sniffed the scraps. Our eyes met. Drover's voice trembled.
Something's wrong. I'm not even hungry.
I know. Me neither.
This is crazy. Those are the best scraps we've had in weeks.
I know. And all we can do is stare at them. I paced a few steps away.
You know who's the cause of this, don't you? It's Pete. He has not only disrupted our gloating ceremony, but now he has ruined our supper.
Gosh, maybe the coyotes ate him.
The coyotes did not eat him, Drover.
Don't you get it? He's hiding from us. He's somewhere on this ranch, chickling and snuckering at all the damage he's caused.
You mean?
Yes. This is another of his sneaky tricks. Well, he'll never get by with it. Come on, son. We're going to turn headquarters upside down until we find the little creep. And if we have to, we'll drag him back down here. Let's move out.
I knew where he was. In the machine shed. That's exactly the place where a cat would hide. We marched up the hill and burst into the machine shed.
Okay, Pete. Game's over. Come out with your tail up. It's time for you to get back to the yard.
Nothing, not a sound.
Okay, buddy, you want us to tear the place apart? We'll tear the place apart.
He thought he could hide from us.
Ha!
Little did he know. We tore the place apart, looked in every corner, under every box and paint bucket, and... Well, you might say he wasn't there.